working on a project.
We have different themes each year, and this year we decided that the world is incredibly maladjusted, and King says that creative people will be the future of the world, so we decided to go for maladjusted.
So my concept is that maladjustedness is an innate part of humanity, and we show it through our skin. Like, the old try and get rid of their wrinkles, the young try and get rid of their acne, the old try to get tanner. So in order to stop being maladjusted, you have to physically shed your skin and your humanity along with the skin.
So I was inspired by parasites, the way they attach and sort of consume an organism. And people don't really have a choice of what inhibits them or attaches onto them.
I mean, this will be awesome.
This is my sculpture. It's called Bodies in Cyberspace. And what it represents is the maladjusted body images that girls have today because of the images they see, both overweight and underweight, via the internet. Character, hypothetically, her first sexual experience was not consensual, and so she now is growing up and coming into her womanhood with a very skewed perspective on things and is sort of unwillingly growing up.
With the theme maladjusted, the first thing that came to my mind is that optical illusion, how your eyes can trick you into seeing things that is not really there. The message I want to send is that what you see is not necessarily what is there, and what you see can be really different.
Well, actually, you see a variety.
I feel like people often have trouble dealing with change. So if you have like a really beautiful flower, you want to keep it fresh and in bloom for as long as possible. But that's not how nature works. As soon as you cut the flower, it's already dying, and it will continue to dry, and some flowers wilt.
The purpose of my project is to make people question common perceptions about space and touch through the textures I use with the yarn and the sort of claustrophobic feeling of what's inside.
Well, the Barbara L. Kuhlman Foundation supports students who are interested in fiber arts with annual scholarships so that they can practice and just experiment with ideas in fiber arts that they wouldn't normally do in the classroom.